spoke already about some of the conditions of Yichud that it's been so long since we did this. I forgot really what we learned already. But just quickly, Yichud is being alone. We haven't yet described what the alone means, what that is. But whatever it means, being alone in a way that conceivably people could be over an Aveira, according to some, I'm not going to go into it now, but according to some, that they can actually have relations, or according to others, even less than that. That's Osir. Hugging, kissing, whatever it may be. Right? That they're alone in a time that things that are inappropriate could happen between a man and a woman who the only exceptions to this of relatives is parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and so on, and with children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, or brother and sister, and that's it. Any other relatives, this applies to, and could be applies even more sometimes than with strangers, which we haven't yet spoken about, but we will eventually get to that. It applies to everybody over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. A woman who's over bas mitzvah can't be alone with a man who's 9 years old or older. And a man who's over bar mitzvah can't be alone with a woman who's over 3 years old. So there are situations that break the yichud. One we mentioned for sure was ishto mishamroso, where a man's wife is around. And we explained what that means. Does it mean, according to some, it means that she has to be mamish in the same building? As in, not necessarily the same room, but at least the same building, right? The same chotzer, right? You have she's in a building in the same courtyard. That's the according to one opinion, the farther she could be away. According to others, as long as she is anywhere where she could come and surprise the guy, or what's it called? Even if the chances are, we'll explain. I'll go back over it. Right, but what we're knowing is that it breaks yichud. Even one man and one woman breaks the yichud if the wife is in the immediate proximity, and it breaks the yichud if there's two women and a man, which is normally osur, but it breaks that yichud even if the wife is not in the immediate proximity. Now there's another thing that breaks the yichud. That's called bailo be'ir. This is not the same thing. When the woman protects the husband, it's because she watches out to make sure her husband doesn't do things wrong. The woman is very protective of her husband and her interests. So if she's around, she'll make sure that her husband doesn't do any hanky-panky. Okay, that's ishto mishamrasa. Baila be'ir is a different thing. A woman has a certain fear of her husband. In a not a terrible way. She has a certain aima. Okay, yeah, I don't know if it's a better word than fear. Awe of her husband. And that, what's it called, will prevent her, it'll give her an incentive not to do something wrong. Because she's afraid that her husband will find out or whatever. Therefore, it has nothing to do with the husband watching her, protecting her. It's just his immediate presence. And we'll see, immediate presence doesn't mean even in the same building. It means in the same city. As long as she knows her husband's in the same city, even if she knows the husband can't come home right now, but just his being that close puts a little fear into her heart and will prevent her, give the incentive not to do something wrong. Again, it's not foolproof. But it's enough that Chazal said that you can rely on this. Okay. Even though it does say that l'chatchila you shouldn't rely on baila bi'ir. That you should try to avoid the yichud in other ways and not totally rely just on baila bi'ir. But l'maisa l'halacha, it's something you can rely on. Okay. Okay, so now let's see what that means. It means even if it's a gigantic city and he's in the other end of the city, this applies. It doesn't apply if he's in a different city, even right next to it. But it's a different city. Right? For instance, when there was no Eruv between Kiryat Sefer and Matityahu, then they were two distinct cities, right? At least from our standpoint. The Matityahu is one city and Kiryat Sefer is a separate city. Therefore, if the husband was in Kiryat Sefer and the wife was in Matityahu, it doesn't have a din of Baila Be'ir. Now that there's an Eruv between them, it's considered one city. So if somebody's in Brachfeld or in Kiryat Sefer, that's considered like he's in the same city. But if the husband's in Chashmonaim, it's a different city. And that doesn't help. So Baila Be'ir would apply even in a gigantic city, even if he's at the other end of the city, and she knows that he's there. He just called her on the phone. So it's impossible, and she's alone with some guy, and it's going to take her husband 2 hours to get home. Right? And in 2 hours, she could really live it up. Right? Doesn't make a difference. No din of Yichud. On the other hand, if the husband's in Chashmonaim, he can come home in 2 minutes, then there is an idea of Yichud since it's a different city. Since it has nothing to do with him actually preventing her, watching her, whatever, it's a fear, an awe that she has. If that awe she has, if he's in close proximity, she doesn't have that awe if he's in a different city. Okay. Because it makes it one city. Makes it at least the Gabi Hilcha Shabbos one city. Right. Anything that's in the Eruv of Yerushalayim is one city. Consider one city. If it's outside the Eruv of Yerushalayim, it's not one city anymore. Even if it's called Yerushalayim. It has nothing to do with City Hall. It has to do with... Right. There are, but if it's all connected to one... Right, it's like Yerushalayim, Legabi Kriyas HaMegillah, or whatever. It's all one city. Okay. There is a Shaila, what's it called? If the husband is just not physically nearby, but he's in the same city, then for sure Baila Be'ir applies. But if the husband is physically not well, he's in the hospital, he's in jail, right? So then it could be that there's no Ema, since she knows that he's incapacitated. So there it's a shaila whether that's considered Baila Be'ir or not. This applies even if the husband doesn't know where she is. Okay? She's not in her house. She wants to be miyacha with somebody somewhere else. Right? She could be a miyichud even not in the house, even if the husband doesn't know where she is. Again, it's nothing to do with the husband catching her or whatever. It's a feeling the woman has that will prevent her from doing anything wrong. And it even applies if the husband gave her permission to be alone with the guy. So, what am I to be afraid of? My husband gave permission. Still, she has permission to be alone with him. She doesn't have permission to do something awesome with him. Okay. And even if she's in her regular place of work, all these things make no difference. Wherever it is, as long as the husband is in the same city, it breaks the yichud. It helps even at night. It helps even if she's in the field or whatever, which are cases where it may be worse for Yichud here, that doesn't make a difference. Even if the door is locked and the husband doesn't have a key, also applies. Because again, it has nothing to do with the husband catching her, walking in on her. It has to do with a feeling the woman has. Okay.
Why is he going to have that feeling more if he's 2 hours away, more if he's in Chashmonaim as opposed to being 2 hours away?
Because that's the cloud, the low pluk. In other words, where it's one city, we know that she knows that he's in the city. But when he's outside the city, right, so it doesn't make a difference there how far away. It's a different city. Different city or a different feeling. Right? It's not because he's this many kilometers away, because he's within the same city that I'm in.
Right.
He's in a different city than low pluk, because the next city could be mamish contiguous with my city, but it's a different city, different feeling. Yeah.
I understand when the plumber comes over and the wife's home with the
plumber. What?
I understand like the plumber comes to the house while the wife's home with the plumber and the husband is working, like even if he's not nearby or something, I'm still
with right.
But it's not like if he works in Tel Aviv and she's in, Shanaim or something, that wouldn't apply.
Right.
So you can't have...
Yeah, well, see, the case of the day, then Yichud would apply, and you have to find other ways of breaking the Yichud. You can't have a plumber come in if it's Yichud. If it's not Yichud, it's not Yichud. But if it's Yichud, and the only reason it shouldn't be Yichud is because Baila Be'ir, then Baila has to be Be'ir.
What about if he's missing? If he's missing, you don't know where he is, or he's missing.
She has no baklal. She has a husband anymore. He ran away. So then he's probably not in the city. She has to know he's in the city. She knows he's in the city, and he's not lost.
She doesn't know where he is.
She doesn't know where he is, but she knows he's in the city. If she doesn't know he's in the city, then she can't rely on that. Then she, but maybe he's not in the city. So Suffolk and also to have equal. Okay, it even applies to a goy. In other words, if she wants to be alone with a goy, right? As long here, though, it has to be with at least other yidden around within voice that if chas v'shalom the goy tries to force her or whatever, that she'll be able to call for help. Otherwise, she's putting herself in a situation where the goy, you know, it's not a question of the goy being over yichud. It's a question maybe of the goy forcing her, and therefore it has to be in a place where mistaber the goy is not going to force her because she can scream for help or whatever. Even though that doesn't necessarily break the yichud, but it takes her out of danger. But al yichud, there's no isra of yichud even with a goy. Okay, this also applies to a person who has, it applies to doctors, for there's reasons why by doctors other yichud would still apply, other heterim. Here it applies even to a doctor. If the husband is in the city, a woman can go for a doctor's appointment and be alone with the doctor in a locked room. Under circumstances where that's not the case, then we'll see that's a problem. And you have to take that into consideration, and there are ways of breaking the yichud other ways. But if her husband's in the city, a woman can go to for a doctor's appointment and be alone with the doctor in a locked room. It does not apply to somebody who's libo gaspa. Libo gaspa is a term we didn't yet introduce. It means somebody you're very familiar with. You have a close, familiar relationship. That could be a close relative. It could be a stepson, stepdaughter. An adopted child, you obviously have a close relationship with. There, Baila Be'ir doesn't help. Baila Be'ir does not break yichud between a woman and somebody she has an extra close relationship with. Okay, every other case, it does break, except for that one. Doctor, you don't... doesn't make a difference. Well, the doctor's a goy, we're not afraid is going to, he has his professional, he's going to ruin his profession. Okay. Okay, there is an exception to that, and that is if the husband's not only in the city, but he could pop in any time, he's close enough to pop in any time, then it helps even with somebody that you have an extra close relationship with. Also, it applies to a man being alone with a goya. If her husband, the goy, is around, but here it has to be that he's in close proximity. Not, it doesn't help by a goy to be in the other end of the city. Has to be that he's either in the same room or he's what's it called, at least very close by that he could pop in any second.
Like Chashmonaim?
What?
Like Chashmonaim?
No, Chashmonaim is not good enough. It has to be close enough, and those you're in the same chatzah, another room. Or you live in an apartment building, is the next apartment or whatever. But not even in the same city. That won't help. It has to be mamish in the same place. Where you could just in a second come by.
If this building is over the border of the city, is that a problem?
What?
If this building is on the border of the city.
Mistamina. Okay. Because here it doesn't depend on the fact that she's afraid. It has to do with mamashim popping in. Okay. It also applies even to a guy who is what's it called in the same area, but he's unconscious. He's asleep. Right, still, it saves the woman from yichud. That her husband is in that close proximity, it saves her from yichud. Okay. What? Okay. No. No. We're talking about where he's mamish in the same, mamish, the same place, same apartment building, right, same house, or whatever. Then it helps even for libo gaspo, and it helps even if he's sick, he's unconscious, whatever it may be. Okay, or asleep, or something like that. Okay. That's, any questions on this?
All these cases,
yeah.
Leaving the front door open?
That's we're talking here where it's real yichud. Sometimes leaving the front door open or even unlocked will break the yichud. But here we're talking where it's real yichud. The front door is locked with four padlocks. Okay, and nobody has the key from the outside. Okay, still, that's yichud. In other words, here we're talking, it's mutter to have yichud. And having the door unlocked or open sometimes makes it that it's not yichud. Then you don't need this. Then it's not yichud. But that we didn't get to yet.
And this is not day or night.
This one doesn't make a difference day or night. Some things do make a difference day or night, but this condition does not make a difference day or night.